going to look at the film, or are you going
I
to...
I thought of finishing my model of the ship Victory, Nelson's ship Victory.
Well, you can do. I'm going to...
How long will you be doing your cake?
I'm not making a cake, I'm making marmalade this afternoon. Still got Christmas cake, so... Anyway,
how much of that is left?
Not much.
The cake?
Not much. So, I've got to wash up yet.
Well, we can leave that.
And the film?
We'll leave the washing up, we'll both do it together.
Sure. Film, Seven Cities of Gold, that's on now. Don't want that, do you?
Mm.
The other one is Gardenburg.
Speak to the thing loudly.
Yeah. Do you think it's taken? Is it running? Is the red light on? I see. Same as the other one. You know what's on tonight?
Anything any good?
Well, Grace and Favour. You know the Are You Being Served?
Mm-hmm.
That's on a new series, but called Grace and Favour at 8.
Is it series
a new one? A
new series
altogether. Yeah, the similar carrying on from Grace Brothers.
Rather not.
But on the Comedy Channel on the satellite, it's the old Are You Being Served? So you can decide what you're going to see, the new series or repeat of the old. So.
The new series was alright. The older series was alright.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. Anyway, what was all that on the news? I didn't hear it at 1 o'clock, did you? What's the matter?
Big lorry coming up, big yellow lorry coming up the road. Oh, it's got sweeping brushes.
They're probably putting sand in the road.
I hope it's clearing the salt up.
No, it's not. I bet he's been salt in the road.
Yeah.
Oh.
Half inch of frost and you get the salt people out.
Well.
And as soon as it strikes you at the bottom of your car, it begins to rust. And if it's going to freeze tonight, you can't wash it off.
Well, we shan't be going out in the car today, shall we, or tomorrow? So?
Do you think we ought to go round Peter and Jones?
No. She likes to be told.
About fetching the oil.
No, I'm not going to fetch the oil. I mean, you can't have a drink if you've got to take her back, haven't you?
Yeah, true.
No, wait till the weather's a bit better. It might be snowing tomorrow.
But is the market always crowded like that, say, pushing?
Well, it is at weekend, it's Friday and Saturday. Well, it mostly is in the week anyway.
Mm. How about ringing Georgia?
Well, yeah, if he's suffering from depression, you don't
want... Do you think he would come for lunch?
No, you won't want to ask him this week. Besides, he won't come at such short notice. I mean, we had Madge and Tom last week, I don't. Now, can you tell me if this marmalade's set? I can't see very well.
Bring it in to the lounge. It should be on the table at the back. Have you got it?
Yeah, I don't
Bring
think
it
it's...
into here.
I don't think it's quite... Is it wrinkling? Just a... Don't hold my wrist! This is my wrist.
Off.
It's all right. I don't think it's quite ready, is it?
No, it's not crinkling on the surface. Is it still not clear?
I'll have a few more minutes. Put these slippers on. Have you seen... Leave it on. Look, I don't think it's sweat's going down at all, do you?
No, it seems very hot.
That's because I've left the thing off.
Do you think we ought to go to the doctor's again?
Don't know, I'm going to put the bandage back on. Have you seen the bandage?
I've got
it. Yeah, oh, here it is. they'll say, couldn't they want to see it?
Well, sure I can see.
No, they're not going down today.
Are you putting that back on?
That's not quite ready, is it? No. What about the picture?
That will show Jackie.
Well, when she comes home.
She's home. Been having a little while.
Oh, I mean, when Tom's home, show them together.
Well, perhaps that's going, isn't it?
Well, I could do. I think it's good.
It's be excellent.
Where are you going to put it? That's the thing.
Yeah.
No, I mean on the wall. You're not putting it on under there. Whereabouts on the wall?
This. Well, I ain't bothered about that yet. We've got other things to do.
Well, you wanted it, now you bought it, you want to decide where you're going to put it.
Well, put it in 5 minutes, can't I? Are you going to shower or not?
Oh, I'm going to shower, but I was just wondering where you're going to put it.
I thought it'd be an extra.
You can't have it over the radiator.
Well, she wants to know.
I know she will. I'm talking about when they've seen it.
Well, we're not bothered about that, are we?
Yes, I am.
Well, I thought you were going to ask her to look at it.
I will do when Tom's home.
Well, he can probably look at it, can't he?
Well, I expect he's probably busy making.
I like it very much, don't you?
Yeah.
It's unusual, to say the least.
I think it's...
I shall like to know when it was taken.
Last summer, after that building at the back was finished. Must have been.
Yes, because it's...
About last July.
Oh, I've pinpointed the time. You know the pear tree, when he asked me to prune it, it's still over the garage.
Yeah, but you didn't prune it until about October, did you?
No. On this picture, the pear tree is
right over the garden. I think it's July, August.
It's not been recently, is it, according to that?
Well, it couldn't be recently, could it? Because the flowers are in.
Well, that's another point.
You can tell which flowers are in bloom.
Do you think they will like it? You know, to buy one.
Next door, probably. Although their lawn looks a bit threadbare, doesn't it?
Well, it did say that your grass is greener.
Yeah. Well, we aren't cut out so much as what we did, are we?
They're going to show it to all of them.
Yes, we'll
take it with us.
Yes, could do. That reminds me.
Don't suppose they'd come for me too, would they?
Well, we had them last week. I'm not going to have them. I wouldn't want to come again anyway, so soon. Tom didn't like going out. That you do.
Well, if home's always the best. That's going for a farm to bear.
When's that Churchill thing on?
When's the Argentina one?
That's next week, but I know that. But I've seen one or two. Previews of it, but we never found out when it is.
The slab, those yellow slabs, they show up pretty well, don't they?
Did you know what was on this morning? Les Miserables. Charles Lawton was on this morning at 9:25.
Who was?
Charles Lawton.
Oh, in that.
Les Miserables.
Oh, yes, it's where he is. He's always after a prisoner, isn't he? Escaped prisoner. And he ends up drowning himself. Because he'd been pursuing the same man for years. Well, I used to see the book in the library, but I never threw it out until recently. It's a good story, that. I liked it very much. Mind you, Charles Lawton put the beef into it, didn't they?
Mm. There's not much on tonight, really.
Nothing worth looking at.
Well, there's just that, are you being served? I suppose you'll see.
They're going to do another series. Did you read it?
Yes, that was it. It's like both on at 8 tonight.
Both
I
on
told you that earlier oh. on. The new one and the old one.
Oh, that's strange.
Well, one's on Sky and one's on BBC. Any questions at 8:05? Well, you can have that tomorrow lunchtime then, can't you? Well, I think I'd better go and look at the jam again. I think it's wants a few more minutes, so
yeah.
Switch that off.
We'll have another
switch
minutes.
It off and leave it. Are they both down?
Yeah.
Is it rolling? Do you want any whiskey in your tea?
I can't hold it. Yeah.
You want some?
Yeah, just a drop.
Is it all right?
Mm-hmm. Are the pigeons gone?
Yes.
They're blackbirds.
Blackbird and a robin. I think that's set in now, isn't it?
Blackbird and Robin Bean?
Yes, they've had some short armours. That's set in, isn't it?
Yes, it's not long ago. I don't want shit. Sorry to worry now if you don't want.
If you don't want what?
Well, you don't want to put it on the ship, do you?
It's not on the ship, it's only on the table. Jar that in,
well,
in 10 minutes.
Off then, well, yeah.
They have some sultanas and a bit of potato. Okay.
Yes.
What are you going to do about that conifer? You can't leave those steps. And
well, I'll remove them before bedtime.
I should want them closed now, isn't it, on Monday.
Well, I should remove it before bedtime.
The wind's gone.
There's no forecast for.
I don't know, we better put
violent
the news.
Storm or anything.
We better put the news on it for just before fall. But you see, if we'd have gone in Wilkinson's, I could have bought another fez line this morning.
Well, that's all right, it's clean.
I know, but if we get a gale again, you'll want something to tie it up with, won't you?
Well, no, I can take that out and put it back. It's no problem. And that old one you kept asking about, it's time. You remember the rose bush fell on the slabs? That's tight right back.
I remember now.
Well, it's a bit lighter tonight. There's gone late, haven't they?
Well, every day it draws out, doesn't it? A few minutes every day.
Did the robin have any sultanas?
Yes, he dogged in.
He's a quick mover, isn't he?
Mm.
Like a little dart. Oh, you don't know what the forecast is then for tomorrow?
No, if you put Sky News on just before four,
you get the
weather. And see about that bombing in. Near the Prime Minister's place. I just heard the outline.
Is it been another one today then? Is
I was in the kitchen and I just heard something about a bomb near
the Prime Minister's establishment.
And I said to you, what was it? And you said I wasn't listening. You didn't know, so put the 4 o'clock news on and we might. No, until then.
Mm.
Leave it on now.
Mm. It is. Get Maz and Tom if you like. When we go, we'll nip it over for the week, you know. Instead of taking the eggs.
Well, I've got to get some jars from them because I've got another lot of marmalade
well,
to make.
Go down for the jars and then see what they say for 10 minutes.
Could do, we'll see. It depends on the weather tomorrow, if there's a frost or anything.
True.
I'm not going if it's frosty.
Or salty. When it's put salt on the road, according to the AA, it starts to put.
No. You want another cup? Come here. Come here. You want any more whiskey?
I started.
Where, at the front or the back? Oh dear. I'm going to put Sky on so I can get the news. Your tea's here. Your tea's here. What if you get cold? Oh, this is set now. What are you going to have to drink then?
Scotch, I think. Would you like a cocktail?
No, one or two. Sherry, I think. Would you?
I don't do it.
Not put too much in.
What's for breakfast?
Oh, you must have your supper yet.
Don't want any after your cake. Mind that glasses, they're going. That'll be alright going, won't it?
Well,
are you? But you should watch you. You nearly went.
Well, you shouldn't have put them there, should you?
Well, there's to the new year.
Not mine yet.
There's to the new year.
Now. Tomorrow, we've got to get a sack of potatoes. We could wait till Monday, but that's about all.
Oh, wait till Monday, there'll be salt on the roads.
No.
You know what salt does to underneath the car? The body
weight?
No,
work. You're always on about that.
Where?
I have to ring Kath up to come and fetch Penny's birthday card.
What, Sunday or Saturday?
No, she'll come Sunday if she comes at all. Because if we're not going out tomorrow, I shan't be able to deliver her. And it's her birthday on Sunday. So.
How old is she? 40.
41, I think. Getting on.
Very old, is she?
Well.
Oh, when you think you're 7, what day?
75, I am now.
Yeah, I'm 82. Oh. She must be well down the birth rates.
Anyway, I ought to ring Ron up and see how Peggy is.
What about Joe and Peter and Ron?
Well, it's about time they rang.
George, how about asking George to come on from here?
He won't come at short notice. I'll perhaps ring him later.
Not short notice, well, it's Friday
if
night.
If Catherine says he's got clinical depression, yeah. We don't want that here.
Well, I can enlarge your depression.
Yes, I know, that's what I mean. You'll make him worse, or he'll make you worse. So.
Scintillate, little star, how I wonder what you are. Well, the world you are.
Like a tea tray in the sky, my dad used to say.
It was a version of it.
Wasn't it? Well, are you going to look at the telly or
any questions
from
me?
No, well, I'll look at the telly then.
Is there anything on?
Yes, you know there is. That grace and favour. See what it's like, probably a bit daft, but still.
Is that the
Grace Brothers?
Grace Brothers.
Yeah, only it's in a
new version, like.
Yeah, well, it's not in the shop. I think it's a big country house that turned into a hotel or something. Wouldn't have liked it. So, looks like a day in tomorrow. I'm about to do my kitchen door. Not that cupboard door. Or have you got to bend the gauge in there?
I've got to. Different seat of the door, sliding door in the gauge. The vice door, but it's going to be bitterly cold.
Well, you can't go in there if it's too cold. Catch the flu. No, I think I'll let Joan ring me. I always have to ring her. Why should I?
It'll prove to some dog, really.
No, it doesn't. He speaks when Joan rings, or calm. Anyway, have you seen Les today?
No.
Edith's husband, didn't
we? We came by, didn't
we? Today, I've not seen him.
Well, didn't we wave to him through the window?
No, not today. No. That was yesterday, after the snow had stopped, he was doing his shopping in the afternoon. And we didn't really, I only just saw him fleeting it. So.
How old would he be?
He's a year younger than me.
Mm.
And she's not as old as me, yeah. No. Yet I could give her quite a few, couldn't I, by the looks and actions.
How old is my 80?
81, that is.
You're getting under old age syndrome.
Oh, we have been for some time. Should we leave the heat on all night?
It's going to be
cold. We don't want any freeze up, do we? We should really leave it on pretty late, turn it off later.
Won't hurt leave it on, will it?
No, you won't get a bit hot in the night when you do, and yet you want it in the pipes. We'll see. Looking on telly till 8.
Yeah.
Any questions at 8 to 5?
You always have certain procedures. I suppose I've got to keep within that parameter.
What do you mean? It's about time you switch the heating and then learnt how to do it. You bothered yourself with it, you know how to do it, but you can't be bothered to do it.
It's not that, I don't like mundane jobs.
That's not.
It's women's work.
Yeah, it isn't. Want any more cake?
No, thank you.
Don't drink that too quickly, that was a big, big one.
Oh.
Is it? Oh. I thought it had gone. Do you want any coffee later?
No,
I've got to put some on, I've used it all up.
Finished with engines.
I don't think that Dutch coffee was
all that good.
As good as that other we used to get, and yet it was a lot more expensive. I've always said it, how good it was, but.
You'll find me at Matchings, where all the girls are dreaming.
What made you think of
that? Many with them. I'd like to do one more show before I die.
Oh, shut up.
Try it. pity it all fell through, isn't it? Mm. All over the... Is anybody doing
it? There's one or two. There's nothing that happened.
Is Lily doing it?
No, she hasn't done it for years. She's got arthritis.
Well, didn't that where she took over?
I shouldn't mind going to see the King and I, but you don't like that, do
you?
No,
I've got
sick. I know you've seen it about six
got
times.
Got tired of it.
On the stage, but nice.
Your Brenner did it well, but it's...
No, I mean the amateurs, well, not the amateurs, but the professional company doing it today, Market.
I always think there's a little shade of beheadedness with your Brenner.
Well, is with you sometimes, lots of times.
Lots of beheadings.
Yes.
At least I practice what I preach.
Sometimes. How many more of those records have you got to tape?
Well, we're getting through them.
Have you sorted out which you've done and which you haven't?
Oh, no, yeah, I've got it all booked in.
About time you get more methodical in there. You should have done what I said in the first place.
I was thinking at my church, and they used to say, hands up all those who haven't seen the sea.
Oh, don't go back.
Forest of Anne's part two. And why? I was one of the two. The lad next to me, he'd been three times. His hand went up just the same. Life doesn't change much, does it?
Well,
you get the twisters, don't you?
It's not twisting.
And probably, Mother said about the linen in a suitcase, not to put her hand up. And yet the one who'd been, he said, I've been twice. His dad hired stallions on those two-wheel tumbles to take the coal to coke for coking. And so, I mean, he was pretty well, he kept about six shy horses. They're big, big plates of meat horses. And there you are, that's how it goes, I suppose.
You're getting as bad as my Aunt Ada.
What, been over there?
Keep telling the same old tale.
Is she the one with the teapot in the shoebox?
No.
I can see the foreman now. He come across with his one of the managers and he says, what's the idea? He says, you've got a sauce with your cup of tea. He says, we never get one. I said, well, it's my wife's aunt. You know, it seemed quite a normal.
No, it was any pudding.
Funny thing, at the same place, we'll put in the shearing after the war, you know, getting them up from the cellars. See, they had to, two factories into one.
And they
had to get their own machines out. And there's one old boy on a stitcher. I bet he looked 90, he probably wasn't. And it was just after lunch, and he was chewing apple. And I was working with Jim Mitchell, you know, Jimson man. I said, look at that silly old bit. I said, he's really enjoying that apple. I said, and it's a waste of time eating anything with a look of it. Oh, Chip, we've got a big 4 foot, you know, opening in the floor, lowering the machines and bringing them up. He nearly fell down with us. But you're really going at it, you know. Tickled Jimmy that day. If you can't joke, you can't do anything, can you? The children with skateboards, they're amazing. I bet they cost £70.
No,
they don't
cost. Now, what have you done now?
Straight down with trousers. Children still go errands for old ladies?
Yeah. Well,
I used to be in, I was willing and kindly nature, but you was in the middle of a game, you know, and you know how you are when you're playing a game. Well, they fetch me away to run for some cheese for an old lady. And I ran there and ran back to continue my game play life. And I heard her say to mother, well, aren't you allowed to go? Says, they look at this cheese, it's never been unwrapped. He said, those are the lads. Says, it's always looks as if it's been unwrapped and a bit broken off.
Okay. I suppose you had some always been.
Well,
I suppose you were
dead. Did in those days. Some of them never saw cheese, did they? In the First War.
Cheese always was cheap, right up to Second World Wars. After. But it's very expensive now, but it only used to be about 1/6 a pound right up to the end of the war, and it's now £2 a pound and more.
In the railway, you used to have a lad go down the entrance.
Jug of water and a big
cat. He says, oh, couldn't see if he can get a jug of water. He says, wash the cans out. It's anybody's guess whether it was the cans or the milk he washed out. Still, that's life. It doesn't change much. I used to go and pick lady smocks up down the terminus. Of course, it wasn't like it is now. It was all field. You don't see ladies' socks today, do you?
They're all a little
A pink, not a pinky, but pale pinky violet. About 4 pence.
I have an idea.
Pale sort of.
I thought we saw some of the Swindon Woods ones. Not sure.
Cowslip seems to be very prolific.
They make cowslip wine,
This is used to make cowslip wine. Sort into Bowser, it's a lovely summer afternoon, well, 4 o'clock, and there was 3 farmers round a big stallion and a mare, and I slowed up and sat, I just sat on the saddle like with my foot on the floor, wondering what I was up to, and you know the stallion, he was helping me put it into the mare, tickled me to death, and I told our fellas, I got back to the depot, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, he got it, swung it up like that. The stallion couldn't find where it was. I thought, well, what a carry on.
Well, you've never been in the country before.
Mind you, they got big hoofs like plates of meat. You know, great big, they'd be heavy to lift up onto a mare's back. Well, life's life, it's happened, isn't it? Probably still does. In the same road to Bowser, you know the ditches for running the water off it in damp drains, and farmers used to throw his cabbage plants in the bottom of the ditch and leave them there until he was ready to plant them. Now we come around the plants and push them into the ground straight away, don't we? Still, each to his own.
Wolves are shooting up now, have you noticed?
Yeah.
Not been up the dime at the back, but those on the front door.
Poor old Charlie. I told you about the river,
sir. I reckon that was, I reckon that was some relation to who used to live opposite us. Because her name was and her, some people next door were like barge people. So I reckon this
was
the same, and there was some mystery about her because the kids' names, unless my mother always called her by her name before she was married, but she always called her, and yet the boys was of course as a kid you don't think of that, but there never was a father there or something, so not that I can ever remember, so
they say we went to the River Soar, you know, the bridge on a park road, and they were behind the trees, and one of his sons were with us, you know, Tom, and he was shouting, go back.
I'm upset, Tom.
Go back, because he didn't want any, he was due to go back in the army, he overstayed his leave for 3 days. They found him eventually. Foundry Lane though, it was what we used to call Puddingback Street. There was a big circle around the bottom, and Ardie Smith and Sons leather factory. And Vi came to visit Mother, and she went and ordered a land horse, four wheel, you know, with one horse, and it came, you know, on granite cobbles, horses' hoofs. He went to the bottom on this circle to turn round. As he came back, every door opened and a head's out. They thought it was a funeral, you know, horse and Lando funeral. And they were watching. Mother loved it. We went off. And we got to a steep hill. We all had to get out. Three lads and two ladies. And the three lads, Bill, George and me, we pushed at the back, and the two ladies, Mother and Vi, just walked. And funny that they are, they all come out to look. Still. I used to go and fetch meat. There used to be horse slaughterers near.
Oh, we didn't wear all about
Abbey
that again.
Park.
We didn't wear all about that again. And see, you're getting just like that. Right. Aren't they, don't they?
Surely you lived a young life, didn't you? What do you do? Just skip, play hopscotch and snobs.
Girls don't seem to off like that. Boys don't. No, I used to be a girl.
Piece of coal, as long as that, you see that fire? Piece of coal, as long as that, a foot wide, and a foot, like a foot square, pulled off
two-wheel,
we're taking the coal from the wharf to the gasworks for coking, and they jumped on the back of, there's like two pieces sticking out at the back, you could get your foot on it, and they pulled this 100-weight piece of coal off, ran up entry with it. And then when we came out of school, Dean and Dean to firelighter people, the school were next door to that. So it was my job to go and they had a scrap heap. Well, you know when they made firelighters, those that didn't make it crumbled up. They threw it onto a dust heap. I used to go and sort out all these bits and
make the fire.
Give them to George, and he made the fire. They were the sort of things you had to do. And, you know, Woodboy Street Sunday night, in the summer when it was heat wave, they got little bow windows then in Woodboy Street, 2 foot from the cobbles, you know, like with a little sill.
I seem to remember one house when I was little.
It was Sunday night, and they were always fighting and that. And it came out, and four rows of the bow, they were 12 inches square. He kicked three of them in. He said, I'll show you who's boss of this house. And that was his idea, showing who was boss by kicking the windows in. Funny that was. Then another Sunday, there were two ladies. One had got a bread knife, and she tried to cut her hair off, and nearly scalped her. Well, life was rough there. In Woodboy Street, the police used to walk in twos. There was a little police station there.
I seem to remember that. Yeah. That's all I
have to remember. Oh, not much. Yeah, Mark's shirt's still there, built of slate.
They're going to do something with it, aren't they? Yeah.
Well, the Indians aren't they?
No.
They're buying the church, aren't they?
Not the Indians, no. I forget what they're going to do with it. My feet are cold. Are yours cold?
No, very warm.
Are you done for now?
I got on well with the teachers. I had four, went to Bridge Road. The lad I played with, you know these steel, what they put in ladies' shoes now, strip of steel in the for the archway.
Mm.
He got a strip of steel about 4 inches, the half inch, and he stuck it at the back of his. It was a long seat that we four of us sat on with iron legs, and he stuck it in the wood and. He'd flip it, and it, you know how it'd and this went on for a week. And the teacher, Miss, she called out, "Stop doing that." She did, when the one day when there was went out for play time, quarter of an hour, they rang a bell. She asked me to stop and help her with some papers. But I found out afterwards that was a subterfuge. When they'd all gone out, she says, "What's that noise they keep making?" I said, "Oh, it's a bit of a spring." She said, "Show me." So I walked to the last bench, what seated three pupils. I said, "There it is, look," and it stuck out about 3 inches. I said, "Well, what does it do?" So I flipped it, you know, and it went so she never said any more, just plucked it out and took it to the desk. But she never remonstrated with Leonard, his name was. She never remonstrated with him. And I got out with him. His dad was dead. His elder brother was crippled, and he had a job of World Son and Kilpacks next door. He did something with the sweets and jam, I think, and he couldn't walk properly. And we used to go there and play whist, you know, 3 or 4 hours and keep him company like. And one of the few times my dad came to Foundry Lane, I'd got a book, I think it was called Tiger Tim. And on the back they gave a model that you cut out with scissors.
A comic tiger.
Yeah. At the back page, about 9 inches by 6. You were cut out and you cut it out and stuck them together to make a little paper, well, thick paper model. And I was about 7 o'clock, and I said, "I'm going to play with Leonard till after." He says, "Well, be back by half past 8. And my dad, ever suspicious, says, "What are you going to do?" I says, "Well, I'm going to cut these models out and stick them together." I says, he collects them. Anyway, when I come back, about half past 8, as I was told to do, you know, there's no dispute in it. You couldn't say half past 8 and be 9 like I do today. My dad says, "Where's the model?" I says, "Oh, I've left it there." "Oh," he says, "how can you cut and make a model and then leave it?" I said, "Well, he's got a brother that can't walk, he's crippled, and sits there all week and that, and does a little job for Willis, Son and Kilbrack." And quite annoyed, you know, he thought I'd been telling him a lie. You know, I hadn't brought the model back to show.
Mm-hmm.
But I took no notice. I haven't got much time for him, and he knew it. He used to say, "You can't go out and kick your boots up," and put his toe out of one of them. And it was just to show his authority, you know. But Mother used to play him down all right. And I got to tell Mother, and she'd soon be at him. That was the best when she chased him down.
Ooh.
Yeah, fetched him out the factory. Because he hadn't been paying his maintenance, she said. Mother used to take me to the lawyers in the Newarks. "Nothing for you today, miss." Times I heard that. Still. All been built on now, isn't it, down at
I'm talking about the Newarks. You know, down that street, where Downing's factory was, when I went to pay the poll tax the other week, they pulled a lot of those big old offices and that factory down. Don't know what they're going to build instead. No, not next to Market Street. I don't know what the name of the road is. Round.
It's all round
Green Street, round that way.
Mark Church and all that's been.
No, well, I'm talking about in the town.
Yeah, I know, but
Street.
All those areas.
Oh, well, I know.
Well,
they were slums, weren't they, before the war?
Too right, there was.
Well.
There was a little girl.
Anyway, what time is it? About 25. What time do you have any questions?
No.
5 past or 10 past 8 it is. Do you want any more drink?
No more, thank you.
Any more to eat?
Yeah.
And shall we ask Jackie and Tom to look at that photo?
Yeah.
We'll perhaps play golf tomorrow.
Shine in his front door for a lot. If you don't want to bother.
Well, if you see him going off to golf, tell him when he comes back. Can you come in and have a drink? Just depends what Jack is doing. Have a look at it then. Wonder if you can hear that clock on there.
Which clock?
The one in the half minute one.
Oh, that one.
I've just heard it, you see. I wondered if it was being recorded on there.
Possibly. Not going to stop the clock for it, are
we? No, well, it's no need to. Ignore the tapes and just talk.